Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 13 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. Let's jump right into it. I'm recording on Friday, June 11th, and earlier this week, the Eagles announced their finalized preseason schedule. They're going to wrap up their preseason on the road visiting the New York Jets. And it's a fun fact that the Eagles and the Jets have finished the preseason playing against one another every year since 2001. Of course, not including 2020 due to COVID, but I mean, it's only right that they keep the tradition going. So the Eagles summer calendar is complete. Everything is set in stone, and here's the entire summer calendar. The very first public training camp practice will be held on Thursday, August 8th at 7 p.m. It'll be followed by the preseason opener versus the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m. and that'll be at Lincoln Financial Field. Then the Eagles will have their second preseason game versus the New England Patriots on Thursday, August 19th at 7:30 p.m. That's also at Lincoln Financial Field. On to their second public training camp practice at Lincoln Financial Field. That'll be on Sunday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. And then they'll travel to MetLife Stadium to face the New York Jets to conclude the preseason on Friday, August 27th at 7:30 p.m. The Eagles made some interesting roster moves this week. They waived quarterback Jamie Newman. They waived wide receiver Khalil Tate. And they also waived wide receiver Trayvon Grimes with an injury designation. The Eagles signed wide receiver Michael Walker, and they also re-signed veteran tight end Richard Rodgers. Walker is 24 years old and he attended Boston College. He originally signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars after going unselected in the 2019 NFL draft, but he missed the entire 2020 season. Rodgers will be returning for a fourth season in Philly. The 29-year-old registered 24 receptions for 345 yards and 2 touchdowns in 13 games last season. And those were his highest numbers since he signed with the Eagles in 2018. He was originally a third-round pick selected by the Packers in 2014 out of California, and he has 145 receptions for 1,518 yards and 15 touchdowns in 84 career regular season games. By the look of things, it looks like the veteran tight end will be the number two tight end behind Dallas Goedert, but it honestly depends on how things play out with Zach Ertz. But the move that has sparked the most discussion and some mixed reactions is the Eagles' decision to waive quarterback Jamie Newman, the graduate from Wake Forest who ended up transferring to Georgia. The decision leaves the Eagles with just two quarterbacks on their roster. Now they only have Jalen Hurts and Joe Flacco as they head into training camp. So, I mean, of course, Jalen Hurts is expected to be the starting QB with Flacco as the veteran backup, but it looks like the Eagles are going to have to add another quarterback to the mix before training camp. So be on the lookout for that. Keep your eyes and ears open because it's more than likely coming. We heard from several members of the Eagles coaching staff this week, and here are just some of the takeaways, some of the notes that I jotted down. Eagles wide receiver coach Aaron Moorhead, he touched on his familiarity with Devontae Smith, especially after he played a role in recruiting him out of high school, and he touched on the competition among the young wide receiver room. Eagles new quarterback coach Brian Johnson spoke about his relationship with Jalen Hurts, and he shared that he's actually known Jalen Hurts since Jalen Hurts was a kid, and he played for Jalen Hurts' father in high school. So that's like a fun fact. He said he's been around the Hurts family for a long, long time, since he was about 15 years old. We learned that despite all of the rumors surrounding Zach Ertz returning to Philly and his relationship with Philly, Jason Michael has actually been keeping in touch with Ertz, and he said that their conversation and their communication has been going extremely well.
I've had an opportunity throughout, early when we all first got here, had an opportunity to call and speak with Zach and have continued to stay in touch, consistent communication with him, throughout. That's been good, just in terms of the conversations that we've had. Now, for me, it's, I've just wanted to make sure that those lines of communication are open. I respect Zach Ertz as a player. I look forward to an opportunity to work with him, hopefully as it goes forward and just want to make sure that there's communication there and in terms of that, that's been positive.
So I guess it's better to be safe than sorry. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But you can listen to Jason Michael's full presser and all of the other player position coaches' full pressers on the most recent episode of At the Podium. If you just scroll down, it's right there. You can listen to everything that they were asked about and all of their answers to their different questions. So you can go and take a listen to that if you're interested. That is going to be all for episode 13 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Thank you so much for listening. Please write a review, leave a rating. Also follow us on social media, subscribe to the podcast feed or follow, depending on if you've updated your phone. But follow us on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and just be on the lookout for content that we're going to continue to dish out for you guys. But thank you again for listening. Have an amazing weekend and we out.
PGN.